Hey, Chris Johnson, I want to read you something. I got another podcast review. This happens like every 8 months to 3 fucking years. Somebody actually takes the time to review this podcast. This is on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if other sites do podcast reviews. I'm sure you can review the podcast, but like I don't really have any way to see it. I don't know what my host does. I don't know what Podbean does. Like I've never gotten like a review from Podbean. I don't even know if you can review podcast on the site. Every now and then, like if somebody likes an episode, like you like a Facebook post, I'll get like a little fucking, you know, notification like, hey man, fucking Elder Statesman liked episode 425. Like, what? Great, man. Happy you're on board, sir. But on like other podcasting sites, like Apple Podcasts specifically, you can actually leave reviews. Now, I don't check this often because I don't give a fuck. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there that say like, hey man, it really helps us out if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever the fuck because it helps more people see it. Like, I don't know if that's true. I don't know what the algorithms are. I couldn't give a fuck less. Like, I'm fucking Chris Johnson in Buffalo, New York here. I'm not some fucking major podcast. Motherfucker, I'm lucky that fucking anybody listens. You know what I mean? The fact that you're listening to me right now at all, wherever the fuck you are, is incredible to me. And you know what? That's enough. That's fine. I don't need to beg for fucking positive reviews so like more dickheads might see me on Apple Podcasts. I mean, if you want to stroke my ego, it makes me fucking feel good if I see like 5-star reviews. Like, oh man, I'm fucking awesome. But you do you, baby. So I don't give a fuck about it. You might be wondering why I see it. Well, I check the podcasting sites that I'm on, at least the big ones, from time to time, just to make sure that shit's transferring properly. Because I had a situation with Google Podcasts in the past where, like, they just weren't fucking updating anymore for whatever fucking reason. The way the podcast works, like, Podbean's the host, so I publish everything on Podbean, and it's designed to then take the podcast and fucking send it all over the fucking place. Some of that shit I set up on my own. Some of that shit is set up by the RSS feed, which I'm not going to explain because who gives a shit? You don't need to know the fucking ins and outs of this bullshit. But sometimes there are errors, and it doesn't show up in certain sites. And listen, I got to have me everywhere. And Apple Podcasts is like a big one because I could see who listens where. And Apple Podcasts has a bunch. So like I make sure that the fucking shit transfers over to Apple Podcasts. And they keep the fucking like star reviews like right up top. So every fucking time I log onto that goddamn site just to make sure shit's going on, I see like Chris Johnson, like 4 point whatever fucking stars. But I saw that it went down recently and I thought, what the fuck? I got another 1-star review or some shit? Who fucking hates me now? Because back in February, some motherfucker, Buffalo guy, it was his fucking handle, February 9, 2023. Nah, that's what the review said. Nah. N-A-H. Suck my balls, son. Some dude that just constantly swears into a mic. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. The fucking George Carlin 7 dirty words. I'll deliver them for you. Right there. Remember that fucking routine? That was a classic groundbreaking routine. I remember the 7 dirty words. I will be honest with you right now. I did not have to look those 7 dirty words up. I remember the George Carlin 7 dirty words routine. It's burned into my mind. I know what those 7 words are, goddammit. And, goddammit, not one of the words. I can even give you like the next line from the routine, I believe. Once he said the 7 dirty words, he said something like, and tits shouldn't even be on the list because it's a snack. Anyway, not to go too deep into one of my favorite comics of all time, but fuck Buffalo guy. But like this other guy gave me a review on August 24th. I'm just discovering it like now in November. That should tell you how closely I pay attention to this shit. But here's what doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm just going to read you what he wrote first. Overweight shrimp. Guy's name's a fucking oxymoron. His headline, instead of nah, is great small casts. Okay. And then it says, manageable snippets of a man's everyday life. His insight has grown my balls by 25%. I enjoy that, overweight shrimp. I'm fucking happy with his review. I fucking love that. Here's my fucking issue. You gave me 1 fucking star. You do realize 1's the fucking worst. It's 1 star to 5 stars. 5 star is the fucking best. 1 star is not the fucking best. 1 star is the fucking bottom of the barrel. By 1 star, are you telling me that you think I suck? But then you're giving me like a glowing write-up about your balls growing. That's a fucking 5-star review if I ever saw it. And you gave me 1 fucking star. You dragged my average down. I'm at 4.2 stars now. Or whatever the fuck. Overweight shrimp, you're gonna have to fucking balance this shit out. You're gonna have to fucking make some other accounts and like give me 5 stars. I can't have this fucking positive review dragging my ass down. Do people not understand the 1-to-5-star scale? I worked at a fucking insurance call center job for like 5 years, and we had like a similar rating system where like if somebody called in, they would take a survey afterwards, and it was like 1-to-5 stars, and people would fuck it up there too. They'd be like, 1 star, this guy was fucking phenomenal, he did a great job, took care of all my insurance needs. And I'm reading this shit, I'm like, you motherfucker! Like the bosses factor this shit in! You can't be giving people fucking 1 star if you mean to give them 5 stars. I mean, if you thought I sucked, if you thought I sucked like fucking Buffalo guy, and they said this guy's a piece of shit, and then I saw the 1 star, that would make sense. Or if you're gonna fuck up the star system, tell me I suck and then give me 5 fucking stars. Cause I don't give a shit what you wrote, then my average is gonna be better. Can I say something too about this review system? Not so much with the podcast, but back to the insurance shit for a second. Are you aware that it doesn't really matter what you put? If it's not a fucking perfect, the individual that you're dealing with is getting fucked. Like, if somebody gave me 4 stars, I lose. I needed to get 5 out of 5 stars to get full credit for that fucking survey. And there are fucking departments in that fucking job, not so much mine, but like certain departments, that was like part of their grade. So like, if they failed, quote unquote, failed surveys by getting 4 stars, it could affect their fucking job. Like, people got fired there for having bad surveys, quote unquote. That's what corporate America does. Any fucking time you see a fucking rating scale, if you think the person did a good job and you don't want to fuck them over, give them 5 stars. If you don't want to fucking give them 5 stars, don't even fucking vote, because you're going to fuck them over. Anyway, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays. Podbean is the host of the fucking cast. I don't know if you can review me there. But you can get every episode there, though. I'm also on Apple Podcast. You certainly can fucking review me there. Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, anywhere the fuck you want. I'm on Instagram. That's at maybe the number 5 minutes for photos and hot shit. Twitter at Johnson Hates You, and I'll be in my Facebook timeline for you.